back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we're going to feature all number one songs from various musical charts from the 1970s and 1980s. First up this half hour, we'll hear from DeBarge, then the Jackson 5, Smokey Robinson, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Michael Jackson, Val Young, and the Commodores. Well, first up this half hour, a great song, DeBarge, Rhythm of the Night, right here on Motown Memories.
When it feels like the world is on your shoulders and all of the madness has got you going crazy, it's time to get out, step out into the street where all of the action is right there at your feet. Well, I know a place where we can dance the whole night away underneath the electric stars. Just come with me and we can shake your blues right away. You'll be doing fine once the music starts. Celebration starting under the street lights. The scene is being set. A night for romance, a night you won't forget. So come join the fun. This ain't no time to be staying on. Ooh, there's too much going on.
The rhythm of the night. Just
A Motown memory from Smokey Robinson, Just to See Her, and they reached number one in the United States Adult Contemporary charts from 1987. Before that, the Jackson 5 and Mummer's Pearl, number one in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1971. We start with DeBarge, Rhythm of the Night, number one in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts, and number one in the Adult Contemporary charts from 1985. You find the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all number one songs from various musical charts from the 1970s and 1980s. Well, coming up, a smash hit from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, one of their best ever, and the Tears of a Clown. Well, interestingly enough, Stevie Wonder and his producer Hank Cosby wrote the music for the song, and Cosby produced the instrumental track recording. Stevie Wonder brought the instrumental track to the 1966 Motown Christmas party because he could not come up with a lyric to fit the instrumentation that they had done. Stevie wanted to see what Smokey Robinson could come up with for the track. Well, Smokey, who remarked that the song's distinctive calliope motif sounded like a circus, provided lyrics that reflected his vision and sang lead vocal for the song. Well, The Tears of a Clown was an album track on Smokey Robinson and the Miracles' 1967 album called Make It Happen, but it was not released as a single. Well, in 1969, Smokey Robinson had tired of constantly touring with the Miracles, and he wanted to remain home in Detroit, Michigan with his wife Claudette and their two children. Well, in 1970, to capitalize on the Miracles' success in the UK, and due to a lack of new material from the group, Motown selected The Tears of a Clown from the group's catalog for a single release. Well, it became number one in the UK, and it quickly became number one in the United States. Well, here is Tears of a Clown, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, right here on Motown.
Your mind when I was gone. the song? Email Tom at motormemories@yahoo.com.
Said you never needed me. I wonder if you need me now. So many dreams that flew away, so many words we didn't say. Two people lost in a storm. Where did we go? Where'd we go?
Commodores with Still, number one in the United States pop charts and number one in the Rhythm Blues charts from 1979. Before that, Val Young and If You Should Ever Be Lonely, number one in the dance and disco charts from 1986. Before that, Michael Jackson and I Want to Be Where You Are, number one in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1972. And we start with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, The Tears of a Clown, number one in the pop charts and number one in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970. This hour features some great songs, all number one songs from the 1970s and 1980s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.